This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Senior Care and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Liddy Manson, president of Be Close, an in-home caregiving technology provider. Liddy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And good to have you this morning. So first of all, what led you to start Be Close?
Well, I started Be Close a few years ago for two reasons. One is what we all have started to call the silver tsunami, which is more and more our population becoming increasingly older as people live longer and as people have fewer kids. So the density of population that's over the age of 65 is growing very fast. And I noticed as I watched my own parents age that there are a lot of challenges that you try to solve when you age in place, many of which can be solved by technology, but people didn't seem to be putting technology to work to make aging in place a more rewarding, more enjoyable process for both parents and their adult children. So we started Be Close to try to make it easier for parents and their children to stay in touch, easier for people who want to live independently to live independently, and easier for children to go about their lives without peppering their parents with questions all the time.
And how is Be Close different from other products on the market?
Yeah, the traditional product that you see people get when they are living alone, either with a disability or living alone as they age, is one of those buttons they put around their neck that you can push for help. And the statistics on those are that in 80% of emergencies, they do not get pushed. That's a very large failure rate. And the reason for that is people don't wear them very much. Most people don't want to spend 24 hours a day with a big, heavy thing around their neck. So people don't wear them very much, and when they do wear them, they frequently don't push the button for all kinds of reasons. Often they lose consciousness, they become disoriented. People who have cognitive issues don't have the ability to make a decision about whether it's urgent enough to press a button. And some people just don't want to have all of the drama of an ambulance pulling up to their front door and banging down their door. So what we find is that those buttons don't get pushed very much. What we do is we offer buttons for people who want them, but we also supplement those buttons with very small sensors that go around the house. And they're very much like a home security system. And the sensors figure out what a typical routine is, and if something is different from routine, the sensors will notify a family member or a caregiver that they should check in on mom or dad. And the perfect example was my mother, who at 85 said to me, I take a bath every night. I'm not going to take a bath with a big clunky thing around my neck. But if I fell getting out of the bathtub at 9 o'clock at night, it would probably take you and your brother about a day and a half to figure it out. And by then, I would probably have had a stroke and be in critical condition. So we designed this system to solve exactly that problem. How do you let people who are older, who want to be able to lead their lives the way they always have, to still have a safety net, kind of like a seatbelt?
Give us one or two real-world examples of how Be Close is making a difference in people's lives.
Well, there are a couple. I mean, I can give you an example of one customer we have that was really a touching situation. It's a woman who lives on the East Coast of the United States, and her daughter lives in London. And her daughter was just frantic about her all the time, really concerned. This woman is cognitively still very, very vibrant, but was having some issues walking, was starting to fall a little bit, and her daughter felt very far away. So they put in our system, and what our system does is notify the daughter if anything's off kilter. But more importantly, it reassures her that her mother is continuing to live a vibrant and exciting life. And what was so touching to us was when the system went in, we called the mother to see how everything was going. And the mother said, I just had no idea how worried my daughter was about me. I had no idea that I was imposing that kind of stress on her. And I'm so happy that she's happy now. And the other thing the mother said was, now when my daughter calls me, we talk about things like what we're reading. We don't talk about whether I'm going out and how many times a day I'm eating and whether or not I'm safe. We talk about the things that we used to talk about when we were younger. So it's allowed the mother to lead a much more independent and rewarding life. And the mother also feels more comfortable going out at night and going to see her friends because she knows that if she has a problem getting home, her daughter will know about it. So that's a really touching story. We've also done work in organizations that are dealing with people who are disabled and very, very, very poor. So Medicaid waiver types of populations where these residents are given a level of really humanity by having care supplemented with our technology that they couldn't have otherwise. So people who would have to be institutionalized are able to live at home under the care of a central monitor. And, you know, we can serve large populations of people who really are struggling to have a voice in saying what it is they'd like to do. So for those people who don't have the luxury of living in London, and really are desperate for money, our system at, you know, $60 a month can give them a level of freedom that would not be available to them otherwise.
Today we are with Liddy Manson, president of Be Close, an in-home caregiving technology provider here on eHealth Radio's Senior Care and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Many people get easily intimidated or overwhelmed by technology. Can you suggest a few easy, simple ways that people can begin to bring technology into their lives, especially for seniors?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. How can you put technology to work to help you solve problems? And we're very good at doing that. As a society, we're very good at doing that when it comes to entertainment. We all figure out how to get the movie we want when we want it very quickly. And a lot of what we talk about as a company is how can you help technology solve problems for you, either when you are alone and are anxious about your safety or when you are caring for somebody who's alone and you're anxious for their safety. And how do you enrich people's lives with technology? So there are lots of ways to do that. Our technology is one that allows you to stay in closer touch without being intrusive, and that's a really wonderful thing. There's a lot of technology that's intelligent enough to figure out things that we as human beings probably miss. So human error is actually, you know, quite high when it comes to managing medications and understanding routines, understanding health conditions. So technology really helps you track things and see the data for what it is. But more importantly, you know, technology can help a lot with isolation. So just sharing music with somebody who's older, buying them an iPod and giving them some channels to listen to, preloading something like Pandora or a music system called Koro onto a very simple tablet allows them to listen to music. For people who are housebound, there are all kinds of streaming services that allow them to listen to church services or religious services so that they feel more connected to their spiritual life, more connected to a community. And there are also lots of technologies that allow you to show pictures in real time. And that can be incredibly rewarding for somebody who's not able to see their grandchildren as much as they'd like. Taking quick pictures and sending them to a wireless connected digital picture frame can be extremely exciting and rewarding and energizing.
Good points. And can you talk a little bit about the changing healthcare landscape and how you think technology will play a role in that in the future?
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing for us all to be thinking about, that for the most part, as a society, when somebody gets old and needs help, the first thing we do is hire another human being to come and take care of them. And that's reasonable. You know, often people are lonely and they want human companionship. But pretty soon, the number of people who need support is going to outnumber the number of people that are able to give them the support that they need. So we're going to have more people needing help than we have caregivers. And so we really need to start using technology in creative ways to help leverage the amount of support that caregivers can give so that we don't have people driving around in cars looking into houses all the time, but we get more creative about the ways that caregivers spend their time, so that the time that they spend with somebody is really quality time. As I often say, much of the time when you hire a home care worker to take care of somebody who needs at-home care, much of the time they're just sitting in the house staring at the resident, and that doesn't make anybody feel fulfilled. So how do we take those hours and make them really productive hours and understand the times that people are safe being alone? You know, I believe that particularly in the early years of chronic disease and even cognitive decline, most older people are perfectly safe about 80% of the time. We just don't know which 80%. So technology really helps you understand when the risk areas are so that you can have a human being there to support people and prevent accidents. But the other thing is we need systems like Be Close to be better detectors of emergencies and accidents so that we can have quicker response. Right now in America, about 60% of people who have falls in their home stay on the floor for 18 hours or longer. And those people, 80% of those people then end up being hospitalized for a week. So if we can just get to people faster because we understand what's going on, that would be a huge win for us and really minimize a tremendous amount of human suffering that's taking place, either because of physical pain or because of emotional anxiety and emotional pain. So the real goal is use technology to reduce suffering.
It certainly makes a lot of sense. Certainly good to connect with you to see more, to hear more about Be Close and what you offer. Where can our listeners get more information online?
Yeah, so they can come to our website, www.beclose.com. We're also on Facebook. If you search on beclose.com, spell out the .com, D-O-T-C-O-M, and same with Twitter. We're beclose.com on Twitter, and you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. We post lots of really helpful articles about how to think about caregiving, how to think about aging independently, and our website gives you lots of information about our product and also resources about aging and caregiving and all of the issues that we're all confronting as we go down this journey together.
Lydia, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
Just hope that we can move the technology ball forward faster, encourage people to be creative in how they use technology to solve problems around caregiving, and invite anybody who's heard this or anybody who has a friend that's struggling with caregiving to please call us, reach out to us, share tips, help exchange information with us. We're all in this together, and we should all join arms and solve this problem together.
Lydia, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here this morning, and certainly welcome to come back anytime.
Okay, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
And nice to talk with you as well. We've been speaking with Lydia Manson, president of Be Close, an in-home caregiving technology provider. And once again, the website of reference is beclose.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Senior Care and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.